sacrifice. But it's worth every mile to get to sing for a while. Truth is, I've done it all for free. Always rhymes to be making when you're a dream chaser like me. Last night a new song came to me, faster than I could write it down. Sometimes I wonder if there'll be another. Then another comes around. Time just seems to vanish right before my eyes. You may not understand it, why we live with the sacrifice. But it's worth every mile to get to sing for a while. Truth is, I've done it all for free. Always rhymes to be making when you're dream chasing like me. Always rhymes to be making when you're a dream chaser like me.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Making his way to the ring from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, weighing in at 225 pounds, representing the letter T, Tyler. And his opponent from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, weighing in at 240 pounds, representing the singular letter K around the world, Tyler.
Ladies and gentlemen, folks around the world, the Wylers have hit 1 year of presentation. 1 year. Tyler, what do you think?
I think it's a great, great step for Wyler kind and an even bigger step for mankind, if I'm being completely honest.
All right, folks, we got a big show for this Pledge-O-Rama week. Let's get right into it.
Ooh.
All right, Tyler.
Yes.
We've done it a million times. You want to run the intro?
The intro? Well.
Hold on.
Wait.
Hold on, Tyler.
What's that?
We've done this a million times. So
okay.
I called in a special favor. A special someone.
Oh my.
To give us a little bit of an introduction here.
Let's see. Good afternoon. You reach UMFM 101.5. You're listening to the Weekly Wylers. My name is Tyler, and I'm joined by my co-host here.
I'm Kyler.
And we're going to be going through a little history of a genre today, diving through the different ebbs and flows as it's progressed through the ages. And Kyler, what are we going to be listening to today?
Well, Tyler, that was a great point. We're going to be diving through the one-year anniversary of UMFM's own Weekly Wilers.
No way.
Some ebbs and flows for sure. But before we jump in, I just want to remind everyone, this is your Pledgerama weekend and week, so make sure to donate.
Yeah, donate, man.
All right.
204-746-6110
is the pledge number. Give it a call. All right, let's jump right into our first track. We have Ride a White Swan.
Ride it all out like you were a bird. Fly it all out like an eagle in a sunbeam. Ride it all out like you were a bird. Wear a tall hat like the druid in the old days. Wear a tall hat and a tattooed gown. Ride a white swan like the people of a Belgian. Wear your hair long, baby, can't go wrong. Star in a place on your forehead. Say a few spells and baby, there you go. Take a black cat and they sit you on your shoulder. And in the morning you'll know all you know.
All right, folks, we're back. Remember, Pledgerama. I got the number wrong. Tyler, you want to give us the right number?
Oh, yeah. It's 204-474-6610.
Holy smokes.
Phone in, folks,
to donate or go on the website and donate.
Oh, yeah.
Because any donation counts.
And for that website, that's umfm.com/donate. You got to be particular about this stuff.
You know, it's in the details.
Yeah.
And speaking of details, we have a lot of people in the studio today for your listening pleasure.
Yeah.
Do we want to go through first starting right here? Who do we have?
That's me. That's Tyler.
Oh. Well, let's move forward. All right. Who's on mic three? That would be Mr.
Aiden Peters.
One more time.
Aiden Peters.
All right. Who else?
Luke Mayer, host of Signal Distortions.
Well, former host. We're taking
I'm
that show. Now let's jump to mic five here.
Victoria Romero. I'm a one-time appearance, lifetime Wyler.
Mm-hmm. First-time caller, last-time caller. and then who do we have sitting next to him?
Finn Hogan.
Not related to Hulk?
No.
Okay. Good. And then who do we got right coming up?
Will Santos.
And then the man himself. Big man.
Yes, sir. You know who it is.
Yeah.
Name's Gilbert Big G from the LAG.
You know what I'm saying? Whoa. Yeah. Mr. Afrobeat, we were talking about. And folks, just
the
for your
Mr. Afrobeat,
listening,
did you say, Tyler?
Pleasure. Hey, Tyler, you know what?
What's up?
It doesn't really matter.
True. But you know what does matter?
This next track,
yes.
Which is It Doesn't Really Matter by the Platinum Blondes off our famous episode that no one listened to. Arena Rock. Let's take a listen.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Had to cut it hard there for you folks.
Snap.
Snap.
Wait.
Like
schling. What's
schling?
A good like cutting noise?
Schling?
That's good. I got that. I like that one.
Schling.
Okay. Okay. I see you.
I've listened to a few knives in my day. Tyler, what is our current total right now?
Oh, man. We're looking at $13,000 plus $267 plus 70 cents.
All right.
And is one way of saying how much we've raised.
We need to donate, because without donations, we can't do all this cool stuff, including what's coming up right now.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go any further, I need to tell you something, Tyler.
I'm all ears.
Does that song we just listened to ring any bells? Does it remind you of anybody?
Ring, ding, 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 ding. I mean, it makes me think of you, because you like Platinum Blondes.
Mm-hmm. So that's really, that works.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm very close with your father.
That was the second person I was going to guess.
And I was talking about him recently, and mm-hmm. in the process, I got an email.
Oh, no. I mean, yes, okay.
I got an email, and I just needed to share it. Friend of the show, let's hear what they had to say.
Hey, Tyler. Scott from Creed here. So I hear you recently found out your dad, and I go way back, especially with our Alaska story. I thought you already knew. But next time I see you, maybe I can explain it more. But anyways, congrats on 1 year of your show. That seriously awesome. Keep at it, keep it real, and don't overthink it too much.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Kyler. That's really special.
That was world famous Creed singer Scott Stepp, also friend of your father.
From the Alaskan mountain trip.
Well,
yeah.
They go way back. I think that's not the only story.
They went way up in that story as well, from what I hear.
I felt a lot of guilt because I felt I needed to tell you.
Yeah.
He's a great man.
Thank you. I mean, you gotta appreciate the people and the things around you, like this amazing campus radio station that we have here. Guys, please donate.
Please donate. And do you know how you donate?
How? Oh, wait, are you asking me? Well, you can donate.
Well, hold on.
Oh, yeah?
Luke Mayer.
Yo.
How do you donate?
Or umfm.com.
Luke Mayer,
donate.
I forgot to turn your mic on. You want to give that another go?
I will do that another time. All right. You can donate by going to 204-474-6610 or umfm.com/donate, and you can see all the pledge prizes on there. That's an important thing to note.
That's correct. And in our pre-pledge meeting, they said we were not allowed to give away ourselves as pledge prizes. But that doesn't mean I can't give away Tyler. So.
Darn paternalistic laws. Unacceptable.
Yes, I know. Well, let's jump into our next track. We have off. What episode would this be?
Oh, this is going to be from. Oh, wait. There's a ghost in my house. I was going to say Hauntology, but I'm pretty sure this is from Motown.
This is from Motown. Canadian artist. There's a Ghost in My House by R. Dean Taylor. Let's take a listen, folks.
Just kidding.
Folks, I have an important message to deliver. And it's really near and dear to my heart.
Right.
So listen. UMFM, donate. Donate UMFM. Donate Schwag. Call phone number donate.
Pledgerama.
Pledge-orama?
Swag and merch?
Swag and merch. Call now. Donate Pledgerama.
204-474-6610. Pledgerama?
UMFM Pledgerama. And folks,
donate.
That's what this is all about. Thank you. Thank you to our in-studio audience for that. I needed to get that off my chest. Tyler?
I feel like there's something on my chest after doing that, man.
It's me.
I think I got inflicted by something.
You got inflicted by the need to help your community.
Oh.
Your need to donate.
It's infectious.
Because when Big Dog says something, you got to go for it. Did you just...
Dude, there was a dog in the studio, man. That
big
was
dog,
weird.
Big Dog in the studio. And
he just brought in $10 in his mouth. He's donating to Pledgerama.
He's donating.
Now.
Are you going to let Big Dog beat you?
No.
And that's what this is all about, folks.
If you're a dog lover, please donate.
Ending with that, yes. If you're a dog, please call in.
We play
with that,
dog music.
I want to talk about our next few tracks. We're going to go two back to back. This is In Every Mountain, followed by Judas, from our respected episodes, of course. Wrestling music history in psychic indie history. Let's take a listen.
Inside.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Wow, that was Judas.
And I think we just, can we get a deep inhale here?
Folks, are you breathing in that local community music, that local community media that at UMFM 101.5?
We are your weekly Wilers.
We are. And we love local music, man.
Do you like being cool? Are you not a square? Are you a circle in a world of squares?
Is a triangle good in a world of squares?
Because, you know, triangles have points, like the radio station.
What's that one movie? Flat World? Never mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Finnegan's Wake?
Finnegan's Wake?
Folks, we're bringing on...
We're going to bring you on.
We're going to bring you on. Everybody, give it up for Finnegan.
Close.
Well, bring it up for Finn, everyone. Can I get a round of applause, please?
Oh!
All right, Finn. I got a question for you.
All right.
What?
Yeah.
Would you say a donation would mean to you?
I would say a whole lot.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's not an incomplete lot.
You know.
Sorry for.
We need money to support this station, guys. Not just to support the station, but to grow the local community here in Winnipeg. Kyler is. Having a
yeah, that made
some
me
type
think of my mom.
Oh wow.
My dad, who love local radio, folks.
And they would love if you donated. At 204-474-6610 for UMFM Pledgerama or at umfm.com/donate.
It's important. Donate. And remember, guys, if you donate a certain amount, as listed on that website, you can get some free swag. Just make sure to list the weekly Wyler sent you, and we can be all hanky dory. Let's jump into our next song off of our very, very fun
parody music history. This is going to be The Last Saskatchewan Pirate, followed by Life is a Highway from artists leaving their band success story history.
Yeah, that was a long one.
Yeah. But it's true.
Both were enjoyable.
Both
the tracks
are good.
Coming up.
friend, I made a living fine. I had a little stretch of land along the CP line. But times went by, and though I tried, the money wasn't there. And bankers came and took my land and told me fair is fair. I looked for every kind of job, the answer always no. Hire you now, they'd always laugh, we just let 20 go. The government, they promised me a measly little sum. But I've got too much pride to end up just another bum. Then I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the River Saskatchewan. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho-hey, hi-hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, you'd think the local farmers would know that I'm at large, but just the other day I found an unprotected barge. I snuck up right behind them and they were none the wiser. I rammed their ship and sank it and I stole their fertilizer. A bridge outside of Moose Jaw spans a mighty river. Farmers cross in so much fear their stomachs are a quiver, 'cause they know that Tractor Jack is hiding in the bay. I'll jump the bridge and knock them cold and sail off with their hay. 'Cause it's a hee-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, Mounty Bob, he chased me, he was always at my throat. He'd follow on the shoreline, but he didn't own a boat. But cutbacks were a-coming, so the Mounty lost his job. So now he's sailing with me, and we call him Salty Bob. A swinging sword, a skull and bones, and pleasant company. I never pay my income tax and screw the GST.
Screw it!
It's Albert down to Saskatoon, the terror of the sea. If you want to reach the co-op, boy, you gotta get by me. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Arr, matey! Get it? Matey?
Oh, hey, hey!
Folks, hold on here. I gotta rerun this. Let's jump into Life is a Highway.
Love's like a river that you travel on. There's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long.
A miss
Night long, folks.
If you're going my
UMFM
way,
pledge drive.
I wanna drive it all night long.
Hi, guys.
Gimme,
UMFM. Yeah.
Pledgerama
2026.
Ow.
M 101.5. We are your weekly wireless.
Yeah, and the Pledgerama, it just hit the station, guys. You better be donating at 204-474-6610.
The Pledgerama,
the Pledgerama just hit the station, and that's a good thing.
Mr. President.
That's a good...
Folks, we're going to jump into our next track, but before, we have to ask some more questions about this good old Pledgerama with one of our good friends, as long as they don't talk about politics, Victoria. All right, hold on, Victoria. I got to turn your mic on. Go right ahead. Right,
and it's
about
now on.
You know, I was just thinking about how Tom Cochran, he's Manitoba born.
All right, we're cutting the mics there.
No.
I'm just kidding.
And I think he would really appreciate this love of local Manitoba music. And I agree that I want to ride the highway of life all night long. But the gas in my tank is your pledge money. And I need that gas. I need that pledge money to drive that highway.
Just to clarify, we're not using the pledge donation money to fund our gas tanks.
Very important.
No.
We are saying, in a theoretical sense, that if you want to ride it all night long.
If you want to drive the diverse
if your life
music that we're playing here.
Is a highway.
Yeah.
Then I have a couple words for you.
Please pledge.
Pledge now.
Oh, that's a better one.
Folks, we're going to jump into our next track.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be Revolution by the Beatles, and then followed by If I Needed Someone, also by the Beatles.
Little underground band. We're just going to jump
Yeah, we just want to give them a little spotlight here.
Yeah, folks. Just kidding. This is still Tom Cochran.
Talk about destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real
Revolution Radio.
We all do what we can.
On UMFM 101.5.
But if you
donate
want
now,
money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. Institution, well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be
song. We're back, folks. UMFM 101.5. We are your weekly Wilers, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Every
Monday.
Week. Every week.
Every week. In and out for everyone there and around. For all you gentlemen, you
what?
Ladies, and everyone in between. We want to say a few words for you. Actually, we got a group of people to say a few words for you. We're going to hit off with a little bit of a donation chant for you guys. Folks, take it away. We're going to start with donations right about now. We're going to start reading some donations, actually.
Reading some donations.
U-M-F-M. Folks, and if you like what you're hearing right now, good for you. We're going to move into our next song. Well, I cut your mic, Tyler, so...
Shoot. I'm back.
Folks, Tyler's saying some naughty words.
No. I was saying thank you for donating. Everyone, please donate. We really appreciate it. Yeah, it helps the station a lot.
On a serious note, I'm very grateful for the opportunities this has given us, I will say.
Yeah. There's so much freedom that everyone gets to have at this station to express themselves and build these communities, you know? And I think that's what's really valuable about UMFM.
Starting off from UMFM, it was a non-hit radio. And I think when you have stuff that isn't watched over a lot, everything that's like not very controlled, that's how you get something new. That's how you get something interesting. That's how you get something stimulating. It's one of the ways you push forwards. You don't usually get new change. Nothing changes if nothing
especially
changes.
Especially
if you don't give an opportunity for things to change, nothing will change. So, folks, this is your opportunity to help change things. This is your opportunity to help us move forwards.
And to donate to UMFM.
Through donations. Genuinely appreciate you. You mean a lot to us. Thank you, guys. So, let's jump into a song about drugs.
Oh, yeah?
Just kidding. It's an analogy. It's an analogy.
It is called Carolina Hardcore Ecstasy.
Yeah, live.
If we're being fully honest. But
from Frank Zappa, off our Outsiders episode, we're jumping into season 3 now.
Oh, yeah. Love season 3.
So let's take a listen.
Something I could lay on. Can't remember what became of me. Carolina Hardcore Ecstasy. She put a Doobie Brothers tape on.
You can donate at 204-474-6810.
Beautiful sound.
There was a bed I dumped a shave on. And remember what you came of me.
Wait, what am I doing?
She told me would contain a surprise. She stuck her hand right in into the bottom. Said she knew I'd be surprised she got 'em. Take a Charleston pimp to spot 'em. Then she gave a pair of shoes to me. Said, I wonder what's the shoes for. She told me, don't you worry no more. And got right down there on the tile floor. Now, darling, stomp all over me. Carolina Hardcore Ecstasy.
Something new, having people start.
That's all I need.
What you think of quick?
Don't you worry what it is.
It is merely just a moment I can
treasure.
What you say now?
My 10 o'clock girl on the legs were red. She couldn't talk cause her mouth had been extended. She looked to me as
excuse
though
me.
She had been blended. But was this abject misery?
Yeah. Kyle's been doing some funny.
You heard nothing.
All right, Tyler said we gotta end the song right now, so we'll fade it out. Folks, do you like cheese? You like jazz? Do you like Revolution Radio? Folks, do you like the music of the future mixed with the music of the past? Do you like to hear things you've never heard before?
I love to. Where can I listen to this, Kyler?
Only on UMFM 101.5.
It's definitely one of the best places to listen to it. I don't know if it's the only. But if you want it to still remain, you should donate.
It's not going to go away if you don't
donate. It's not going to go away, though. It's not going to go away.
We will be able to do cooler things if you donate.
Yeah.
At
enrich the community.
umfm.com/donate.
This guy knows what he's talking about. Or at 204-474-6610. That's where you got to go to call in and donate.
And we're going to jump into our last track.
Oh, yeah.
Evening. That's right. I said evening.
It's evening. It's flowing.
I think it's. We've folks today. We've really dived through the ebbs and flows of all these things, and
we're making a splash.
I want to make a splash with this big next track from the Great Big Sea.
Yeah.
We have. Well, you take it away.
Yeah. Well, this is from our Celtic rock episode, and it's The Night Pat Murphy Died. A lovely classical little jig song here, basically a little ditty.
Ditty.
What'd you say, Kyler?
Patty Murphy died as a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox lid to see for Patty's mug. He stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
On George Street outside Sundance Saloon, they all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left the corpse behind.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and we winked at one another. And every drink in the
yo, DJ, 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 in the house, hold on.
Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober.
Is it me? Oh my god, hello. UMFM 101.5. Donate.
That's how they show their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full of the night Pat Murphy died.
Pat Murphy died.
Every drink in the place was full of the night Pat Murphy died.
Y'all can't control me. I'm running this bag.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full of the night Pat Murphy died.
Psych, we got another one. Coming off the same one, we're running it back. Finnegan's Wake, folks.
Sam Finnegan lived in Watling Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty hearted and beautiful, broke so rich and sweet. To rise in the world, he carried a heart. See, it's sort of a tipping way, with a love for the liquor, poor Tim was born. Help him on with his work every day, hit a drop of the catheter every morn.
Folks, we're going to end it here. I will say, it's been fun with you, and it's going to be fun continuing after you donate to UMFM 101.5.
Yeah, it's been a great show. Thanks, folks, for listening in. Thanks for donating.
Thank you for 1 year of the Weekly Wilers. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Kyler. Thank you for being a great co-host and doing the show with me.
Thank you for donating. And thank you for being here, Tyler. I always appreciate you. And you know that.
But I will. I will donate.
And I got one last thing. One big thing and one big ask from you.
Second
besides donating.
Hit the station.
Folks, keep on wilding in that free world. Splash.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchen, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
This is CJUM FM 101.5, providing diversity at the University of Manitoba.
Si bachaye, 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 si bachaye